Welcome to our latest podcast, Understanding the Law. I'm Tina McArdle, and today we have an expert to talk to us about an interesting and perhaps novel idea to some of us, and that is, what does it mean to be a person in the eyes of the law? So I'd like to welcome Mr. Byron Shepherd from the firm of Martindale & James.
Thanks, Tina. Call me Byron.
Okay, Byron. It seems a bit strange to be talking about what a person is. I mean, I'm a person, you're a person. Why do our listeners need to think about this?
The first thing we need to understand is that a legal person is different from a human person. It's really about what matters to the law.
So you're saying it's not about biology or being human?
Oh, it's not at all about being human. It's about having rights and duties and powers under the law.
Can you give us some examples of non-human people, or should I say non-human legal persons?
Sure. The most familiar example would be a corporation, like Adidas or Apple or Volkswagen. All these corporations have legal person status.
I see. They can enter into contracts and sue others.
Yes, and they also have duties to fulfill contracts they enter into and follow the laws of the countries they have business in. But there are other more interesting examples of non-human legal persons. So, in 2017, New Zealand granted legal person status to the Whanganui River.
Wait, so a river can be a legal person? That's surprising. How can that be?
Yes, this is perhaps a unique case. In Maori culture, upuna, or ancestors, live on in the natural world, and it is the community's duty to protect both the landscape they inherited and those who came before them. Humans and water are believed to be connected. A traditional saying is, "I am the river is me." So having the river recognised as a legal person means harming it is the same as harming the Maoris. If there is any kind of harm or threat to its waters, such as pollution or unauthorised activities, the river can sue. It also means it can own property, enter into contracts, and be sued itself.
So that is a unique situation. Are we going to see rivers around the world granted legal person status?
Actually, we are already seeing this. The Ganges and Yamuna rivers in India and all rivers in Bangladesh also received legal rights, although in India, the decision was later revoked. But this issue of legal person status isn't going to stop at rivers. In New York, there is an elephant that may be granted status as a legal person, and several legal experts believe there is a convincing argument to do so.
An elephant? Well, if a river can be a person, why not an elephant? Let's see what happens. Thank you, Byron.